Here we are. It's a Friday on the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, a Chickies Friday. Little gray outside, but it's always sunny when you're sitting next to Ike Reese. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
How about that? I like that, brother Spike. I'm doing pretty good. It's Friday. Got a chance to go over and check out the boys. Saw some, got to hear some pads popping.
Oh, yeah.
Right? There's a lot of stuff going on. Jackie Baseball, we had the night off last night, but we got a big weekend series coming up. I'll let you boy.
I mean, you're sitting next to me and Jack Miller, too. You know, it's not just Ike you're sitting next to.
Well, but I was talking to him.
Right, but we're all sitting.
Well, okay. All right, here's the thing. Jack Miller's a good guy. He's not sunshine. And you were a little sad the last time I saw you, so I don't know if you're sunshine today either.
Yeah.
Listen, I know no one likes that version of Jack.
Sad Jack?
Yeah. I take the baseball team very seriously, maybe too seriously.
Yep.
But we've bounced back today.
All right.
Mostly.
All right. Mostly. Well, a big show today. It's always a big show. Elliot Shore-Barks joins us at 3 directly from training camp. Talk to Elliot about how the Eagles played and some potential unrest in Dallas.
Oh.
Tornado Shapiro joins us at 3:30 for the weekend forecast. We award the belt at 4:30. It's always a big show. But we are 20 hours from the trade deadline yesterday. We were emotional yesterday. You know, we were all happy with the Duran trade. We were all on the why can't I remember his name?
Bader.
On the Bader trade. But we believed, and I think it turned out to be true, that the Phillies were in talks to obtain Stephen Kwan, and we had all set our sights on Stephen Kwan. It didn't happen, and it kind of felt like a dud at the end of the deadline. So today's show, the main thing today is going to be how you are feeling the day after. We're 20 hours after the trade deadline, how we're feeling today. And if you don't mind, I will start off with how I'm feeling.
Oh, take the ball.
Go right ahead.
Well, the Phillies are better today than they were 48 hours ago. I think that is inarguable. They got debatably the best closer on the market, and they got an outfielder who is a good addition to the outfield. The problem is that even though the Phillies are better, I don't think the Phillies have a better chance to win the World Series than they did 2 days ago because everybody else got better. I mean, maybe not everybody else. The Cubs didn't really get better. The Red Sox didn't really get better. But the Mets sure as hell got better. And the Padres sure as hell got better. And the Yankees sure as hell got better. It's one thing to go into the deadline, get better, and put some distance between you and the other teams you're competing with. It's another thing to go into the deadline and have to make moves just to keep up with everybody else. And that's what they did. And they needed a bat, and they knew they needed a bat. And that is, like, the most troubling thing to me, is if they didn't know they needed a bat, they wouldn't have been in conversations with Arizona for Suarez. If they didn't know they needed a bat, they wouldn't have been in conversations with Cleveland about Stephen Kwan. And they didn't get it. And they have to know deep down that they failed during the trade deadline yesterday. And my bigger picture worry is, can the Phillies win the World Series this year? Sure. But they're in no better shape than they were 2 years ago. They can win the World Series in the same way that anybody can win the World Series once they're in the playoffs. But they had an opportunity yesterday to get themselves a player that would have put them not only in position to win the World Series this year, but potentially in better position to win the World Series in the coming years. And here is my big worry overall. My big worry is that the Phillies are a better organization today than before Dave Dombrowski got here. That's for sure. But truthfully, that's not that high a bar. The Phillies are a good organization. But when you look around the league, I know that John Middleton wants to be considered one of the organizations. And I just can't help but look around every trade deadline and to a certain extent in the offseason and see other teams that are at that elite level running circles around us. We are sitting here worried about trading one or two prospects when the San Diego Padres went and traded more than 10 prospects over the trade deadline and do this every single year. Like, they do this every single year. We are now facing a Mets team that is not only incredibly rich, but incredibly well-run. And I just have to wonder whether Dave Dombrowski, at 69 years old, is still the same Dave Dombrowski compared to every other general manager than he was 10 years ago or 15 years ago? And if he's not, does he know what he's doing and he's a good baseball guy? Yes. But you need more than that. You need more than that. And I don't know if the Phillies are more than that. Like, I know the Phillies can spend $300 million and get themselves a team that makes the playoffs. But that's not what we're talking about right now. Mm-hmm. We want to be an elite organization. So I guess my thought a day later is, did they get better? Yes. But it sort of feels like they put one foot in and one foot out yesterday. And that they're not comfortable with doing the things that other winning organizations do at the deadline to help them win a World Series.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you said a mouthful there, and it's not much I can add to that other than I feel the same way I did yesterday. Not much has changed. I was certainly content once we hit the deadline at 6 o'clock and you knew there was nothing else bigger coming. You knew the major move had been made the day before. Yesterday they got Bader. We're going to see what he does. He's an improvement over what was out there. It's not something, Spike, that I think all of a sudden ignites a fan base. Now, if he goes out there and plays well and the team starts to play better, then sure, everybody will get behind it emotionally. But it's not one of those signings that comes in and now we all can't wait to see him play tonight.
Oh, yeah. Right? Like, no. He's not that at all.
One of those, yep. So.
By the way, he's not playing tonight.
There you go.
Oh, that's crazy.
But is Duran going to play? Is he available?
Duran's here. They're working on the entrance earlier today.
Get it together. Okay. Get it together. He has to feel at home.
Yep.
He has to feel at home. Big weekend. But this is where we are with the team. So, for me, it pushes me more towards the stars have to play like stars if they're going to do it.
Oh, for sure.
So that's where it sort of pushes me more towards those guys are going to have to lead the way.
215-5.
Turner, Schwarber, Harper.
Oh, it's on them.
They got to lead the way.
215-592-9494. A day later, what do you think the Phillies at the trade deadline, Jack?
So real quick, also, Johan Rojas optioned to AAA.
Okay,
so,
there you go.
Everyone's. I know he's the best punter in baseball, according to people yesterday that were calling in begging for more Rojas. But
yes,
he's back then at AAA. So I'm actually surprised at my inability to talk myself into this deadline because I tried. I really did. And I think Harrison Bader's good. I'm excited about the idea of Harrison Bader. I just wanted someone else. And I really feel like they blew it. Like, I just feel like they blew this deadline. I thought they got 80% of what they could have done. And if you couldn't have gotten another bat, which they could have gotten Ryan O'Hearn if they wanted. Eugenio Suarez did not go for what people thought he was going to go for.
They could have had Suarez if they wanted.
They could have had Suarez if they wanted. Even if you didn't want to do all that, you could have gone out and just made it a Super Bowl pen. Like, you could have. The Yankees yesterday got Bednar and Duvall. Like, they. There was other moves to be made, and it felt like we're close, but we're not going to go all in. We're gonna hold some of these prospects back. And you mentioned Dombrowski, right? Dombrowski is a guy that takes direction from ownership. With the Red Sox in 2018, they told him, burn it to the ground, whatever it takes, go win me a title. Mm-hmm. And I just think that this comes down to Middleton not wanting to sell the farm, get rid of all the prospects because he's worried about the ballpark not being filled if for some reason Schwarber's not here, for some reason JT's not here, and these guys get older and they're not as good. And while I hear that, I think that is – and I understand that. I think that that is about business versus baseball. And I think that they've gotten I think they've gotten more into the business of having the ballpark filled every night and then being one of the teams in the mix, and they've gotten away from let's go win a world championship.
Yeah, I agree with you that Dombrowski takes his cues from Middleton. But I also think, like, the idea of selling the farm shouldn't even exist. Like, I don't know how baseball teams can sell the farm. When I look at the elite organizations in baseball continuing, I'm not talking about small market organization. Those guys have to develop players through their system, and then once they get expensive, they leave. That's not the world that we're in,
uh-huh.
Right? Like, they have to develop those guys and keep those guys because those guys have to be stars for them. Mm-hmm. But the elite organizations that are in big markets that spend money do both. They are able to trade prospects and pay guys and do all of those things. Mm-hmm. And like that is if we don't have enough of those guys, that's on Dombrowski too. Like, we should have enough to be able to withstand trading Aiden Miller. Mm-hmm. Now, I get you can have your untouchable. Everybody can have their untouchables. It's fine if Painter is their untouchable. But, like, then you need more to be able to hit those deals. And the other thing I'll say about Dombrowski is my worry about him also is his – and I'm projecting, I'm guessing here – is his insistence on winning the deals. That is what I worry about. What I worry about is his insistence on value when the real value is the player that you are getting. And what he did was is that he put all of his eggs in the Stephen Kwan basket in the trade deadline. That's what he did. He thought he could win the trade with the Guardians, or he would have gone out and gotten Suarez. Mm-hmm. Or he would have gone out and gotten O'Hearn. Mm-hmm. But he was so confident in winning the deal that the Guardians would break that he let that go, you know? So that is a strategic error from him. I agree with you on Middleton, and I agree that he is probably scared of the future and those sorts of things, but there is a push and pull for both of them. Like, Dombrowski could tell him, we'll be okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, and where I do agree with you is that, I mean, Max Kepler's a $10 million mistake.
Yes.
They could have used that $10 million on a better player. By the way, Max Kepler starting in left field tonight. So,
there you go.
So he's
there
still here. Go. The one thing that I've heard a lot, and Ike said it, and while I do agree, but what makes me frustrated about not getting another bat is the idea of the Stars being the Stars. And while I do agree, I think they have to, they also might not be. Like, you know, I mean, we talk about the 08 team, right? Ryan Howard didn't hit a home run until game four of the World Series. Like, it's not like he was going off that postseason. The Stars weren't being Stars. Like,
really?
Yeah, it was pretty ridiculous.
That night he had two?
Yeah.
I mean, I was at that game.
Yeah.
Yeah, the night he had two.
Yeah.
That was the first time he had gone yard.
He hadn't gone yard. It was game three or four, but he didn't go until that far into the postseason.
Okay.
You know, and like, Utley wasn't – he hit the home run off of Lowe against the Dodgers, but wasn't going off, and he hit the game – until game one of the World Series, the home run to put him ahead. Like, I just wanted – more – another bat there to spread out the possibility of Schwarber not doing what he did in the Met series last year.
Yep.
Or Turner going back into being a pumpkin in the postseason last year. And God forbid if Harper's not how Harper has been in the postseason. Like, that's my concern.
Yeah, and the Stars do have to do what they do. But then if they don't, remember, it is the team that invested in those players. Mm-hmm. And it's the $10 million for Kepler and the $20-plus million for Castellanos and the $20 million a year for Taiwan Walker. Like, think about that. Add up the production of that. That's what they are paying Nick Castellanos, Taiwan Walker, and Max Kepler is what Juan Soto gets paid.
The Castellanos and Taiwan...
like, think about the difference in production there.
The Castellanos and Taiwan Walker deals are the two biggest... like, things that are hurting this franchise's ability to win a World Series right now.
Yes.
Because they can't use that money on – they're already over the fourth wall of the luxury tax or whatever, and they have pretty unproductive $40 million – well, in that case, adding Kepler, $50 million.
$50 million.
Yeah.
$50 million a year. All right. 215-592-9494. A day later, what do you think of the Phillies trade deadline? I did have an idea for our next question today. We didn't talk about it, but I thought it was a good idea. You want to give it a try or no? Skip it. It's up to you.
Well, we don't know what it is.
Well, that's what I'm going to tell you. So it's the 44th birthday of MTV. Today, MTV started today 44 years ago. Just going to ask your favorite music video of all time. Now I know Ike will have them. I don't know if Jack's going to have
Jack
them.
Jack doesn't even know what a damn music video is.
Yeah.
Well,
do you have an answer?
I watched country music TV growing up.
Okay, all right.
So I watch country music videos.
Get out of here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so
get out of here.
I got nothing for you.
Do you have one?
Oh, man, I got
I mean, there's so
several.
Many.
Yeah,
good
I got
ones.
Several. I'll start out with the first video that I guess I fell in love with. You got to go with Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Thriller was...
Yeah.
The Thriller video was on every hour on MTV, along with the making of Thriller.
I think I saw it in school. I think they showed it to us.
It was so big.
Yeah, it was huge.
It was like 9 minutes long.
Yeah.
Because it was part movie, part video.
Yes.
It was incredible. The Thriller video was incredible.
Yep.
My favorite all-time video is the one for One by Metallica. It was a performance from them in a room, but also had clips from this movie, Johnny Got His Gun, which was about a soldier in a war, lost all, like couldn't talk, couldn't hear, didn't have arms or legs, but was alive. And the whole movie was his thoughts with the doctors around there. That was the video. So it was about the torment of war. Yes. Yeah.
He couldn't talk.
Yes.
He couldn't hear.
Yes, but he was, well, he could hear. I'm sorry. He couldn't talk. Yes.
Couldn't talk.
Yes. No arms, no legs.
No arms, no legs.
Yes, that's the movie. Johnny Got His Gun. Came out in the 70s.
Just go ahead and end it, man.
Well, but that's what the movie is him trying to get them to do it, but he couldn't talk. It's pretty tough, man.
Nor could he give any type of gesture to say what he wanted to do.
Nope. He ended up starting doing Morse code with his head, so they were saying, dude, it's a pretty depressing movie. His head. He was doing Morse code. He was bouncing his head Morse code. Dude, I'm telling you, it's an intense movie.
Watch, man.
Yeah. It's an intense movie. All right. 2155. Yes, that's exactly what was happening.
All right, one more question.
Yeah.
How was this? How is this being shown with no legs and no arms? Is he? He's a character. Right?
Well, no. It's so the music video has them performing, and it splices in parts of this movie with the soldier. He's laying in a bed with a cover over him, with something over his face, and all you hear is his thoughts as the doctors are talking around him.
Was it an entertaining movie?
It is a stressful movie. Let me put it that way.
Holy cow.
Yeah, man. It is a stressful movie. Didn't mean to bum everyone.
Yeah. No, off of yesterday's
it
deadline.
It was your description of the, I guess, the main character that caught my...
Well, I thought about it, and I'm like, do I want to describe, or do I just want to say One by Metallica? One by Metallica, and it made them mainstream, that video thing, believe it or not. It was all over MTV. All right, 215-592-9494. One day after the trade deadline, what are you thinking for next question today? Your favorite music video of all time. Coming up next, Dave Dombrowski did talk yesterday.
Uh-huh.
He said some things that seemed to infuriate everyone. So we will hear one of those things coming up next. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Remember, fantasy football draft time is almost here. You can book your fantasy football party at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.